and welcome to Stretford Paddock. We're here with another Paddock podcast. Joe's laughing in the background, but we're here with...
Kieran, yes.
Joe.
And Stephen.
We've got a Joe. We don't need a Joe.
Fake Englishman. No.
I thought that what were we talking
about?
What?
No, what? It doesn't matter. He calls me a fake Englishman all the time.
Do you know why? You fucking English, you dick.
I'm going to find out some dirt on you. Doesn't matter. Anyway, what have we got today, Alex? What are we talking about?
Football's cancelled forever. Well, April 30th. Yeah.
It's going to be forever.
It's going to be forever, isn't it?
Like, April 30th is still well giddy and well far away at the same time, which is horrible.
Yeah. No, that's not good, is it?
And we're about to go on lockdown, allegedly. The whole country. Oh. The whole nation. So it's going pretty... I'm pretty shit at the moment.
Yeah, I don't know what the crack is. I'm upset about this April 30th. There's so much mystery about everything, but I don't know what we can do. We can also just chat about what could potentially happen after April 30th. You saying it's done. April 30th is quite...
It's too late, isn't it?
No, I think they probably will try and get it in for April 30th, which does give them like 6 weeks from now to be able to... pretty much 6 weeks, like 5.5 weeks to be able to train, to make sure they get back up to speed. Because if they're going to start playing 3 games a week, they're going to need to be fit.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, this break, will it help them? Who's going to capitalise most from this break?
It might be us with Pogba and
Rashford. Yeah. Getting into the swing of things. Only having a couple months with them.
You go unbeaten on 11, though. You got to think that's going to halt some sort of momentum.
Yeah.
Going into
it,
absolutely.
Flying.
I can't think of better mood around the club since Fergie's been here. Maybe, I want to say.
That's a
big shape, but just the run of form and just the general.
That's a crazy
show. Or around just after that City win, I know we were all saying we've never seen a kind of euphoric feeling quite like that since Fergie's left, and it just feels like everything is slowly. And then this has happened, and everything's just gone back to shit again.
Come watch. I think it's going to be bizarre. That's a big statement you made.
I know, but I've just got the feeling.
We're not even going when it's April 30th. Yeah.
No.
It'll be like, hopefully it's on telly, otherwise... Do I have to dress up like a referee and try and get in that way? What do you do?
There's no way they can say for sure that they're definitely going to... Like, if this gets worse, they can't play it after April 30th. Like, there's no saying that this could get even worse.
Here's the thing. No one has got a pot of glue.
No,
I've not asked you about your actual opinion on what you think is going to happen.
In terms of
what, if it gets to April 30th again, if it gets pushed back a bit by bit by bit, do you think the season should be finished?
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Absolutely. Now, obviously, people are like, it's just because you don't want Liverpool in the league. Obviously, right? But also by the same thing is, you can't start then impacting subsequent seasons. You have to draw a line under it. The reason of the June 30th date that UEFA came up with is because that's when a lot of players' contracts end. Mm. That's when a lot of the whole administration of the game goes from July 1st to June 30th. So there's a reason for that cut-off there, that if you can't complete them by then, well, you didn't complete them. So, I don't know.
I've seen a couple of people saying that it's more important to finish this season than it is to start next season.
I disagree.
Which I don't get.
I understand the reasoning, but I disagree.
Because it's one of them. If you try and finish this season like into the next season, now
no, that was a close one. That was a close
what
one.
What the fuck, Joe? Only a little cough, wasn't it? You know what I mean, I've done bigger.
Are you going to do a shot of that?
Why? What is it?
It's hand sanitizer.
500 likes.
It's not hand sanitizer. Don't.
What is it?
It's soap. It's funny when it's someone in the office, isn't it? But like when he's sitting on the podcast, it's not funny.
Where's the proper hand sanitizer, Joe?
We're running low. Oh, there is a little.
Just nice a little bit left.
He's going to come on and administer it himself.
He wanted to come on all day.
Yeah, he did. He was in waiting for this.
He said he was going to chirp up
before,
the whole time.
Yeah. Before.
Look at him.
Oh, look
right,
at that.
That's a lot. Alex, there.
No, I don't think we should be sharing it.
Yeah, that's not how it works.
That's not. Oh no,
he's done that.
No, jeez.
Oh, right in my face. Lovely.
He's done that.
What's just happened there?
I know. It's not even Friday.
Did you see what happened on Skype?
I've got questions, lads.
Go on.
Bacola would not indulge me.
I'll indulge you.
Okay, of course.
We tried. Yeah, I mean, this is what we exist to do.
Yeah.
Right? And literally exist to do. And this is the last time we got drunk was this time last week.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Okay.
So, I want your all opinion. Let's do it individually. And I'll go with you, Kieran, first. We'll start there and we'll come this way.
Yeah.
How out of hand does it get? With the day when they go, lads, we got it under control, and Boris goes, because he's fucking weird, isn't he? Get to the pub. Whatever it is. Because he's got to do something like that.
Yeah.
Get to the pub. Let's get them barrels sunk. Something like that. How out of hand does it get?
It is going to start off slow. We're not going to have the immediate bang, everyone's in the pub, because everyone's going to be still shitting it to go out.
Nah, and then right, 4 o'clock. So let's say it happens.
You think it's going to be instantaneous?
It's a 4 o'clock on a Thursday.
Boris calls, get
to the pub.
Here's what happens. There's a lot of musicians that need money. There's a lot of venues that need money. There's a lot of beer companies that need money. They're all going to put shit on, say, come through the doors, and let's get fucking levered. That's what's going to happen. There's a lot of bands that have not played for months.
They will have to make up the money quickly, to be fair.
You're telling me if the bar goes like that, bang, there's not a band that can get set up at the arena and go fucking through the
just
doors.
Just like, one, two, three.
Exactly.
That day's going to be, they're going to go.
Chaos.
We've gone down in cases as of today. That'll be it. Doors open, everyone out, straight in.
Not just that we've gone down in cases. Like, that'll be it. It's under control. We've gone 7 days without a new infection. We think we've got it. Get to the fucking pub. How out of hand does that weekend get?
It depends how much people are drinking behind closed doors, because I think that could get heavy. I think you're going to get to a point where you're just going to go in.
Like, I have a rum at home. Not every night, but like...
But it's going to be every night.
Now
I'm not driving for the next 6 weeks. Amazon are doing deliveries and stuff.
Well, exactly. Yeah, that's
driving?
My big thing.
Because you can be stuck in your house. Why would I drive anywhere? Right. Can't go out anywhere.
You can go for a run.
Is that a galaxy weekender or what? Is that just go out until your money runs out? Which
and
probably
weirdly,
be
I don't
really
think
fast,
people
I think.
Expect it to come into Monday even. Monday will be, I think, just going to carry on. Hopefully, the sunshine might be out as well.
I'm going to make it a personal challenge. The best I ever did was Magaluf for a mate stag do. I did 3 days with probably about 2 hours sleep, right? And I was a fucking nuisance.
Yeah.
And I reckon I'm going to try and beat that.
Yeah, we can all beat it. We could do it. I'm popping live now and again as well during the 3 days.
No, we're not going live. We are not going live, are we? No, we're not. Stop saying yes. No, we're not. We can be filming, but we have to have a designated editor that's only a bit drunk, right? Otherwise...
It's gaming.
Yeah, shit's there, because... We know what he's like.
He just put his hand up, by the way. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Patterson just put his hand up. I won't be that drunk, ever.
You don't fancy a late one?
No.
It's comments saying...
Comments are saying people are squirting on Joe.
People aren't happy that we're sat so close together, but...
I think you'll all get levered.
We're all hand sanitised up, though. Yeah. Almost over at hand sanitised. Cameron's been playing with it all day. By hand sanitised.
What?
We're all kind of clean, I think. As clean as you can be.
Don't take me out of my fantasy. I'm really just... Can you imagine if
it coincides
forward?
with the football coming back somehow? So let's say on the Tuesday, Boris says, looks like everything's good to go, and it's going to slowly kind of...
Can
a few people
you?
Go out instantly.
Can I
go.
Right, so all these games are being played behind closed doors, right? United, on the Tuesday, we got through from the semi-final... To the Europa League final, and they said that's going to be on the Saturday.
Yeah.
The Thursday, Boris says, get to the pub, lads.
Yeah, it's over.
Right,
it's
we
over.
Start drinking Thursday, we go through into Friday. We just have to make Saturday night to watch United be crowned Europa League champions of the world, and then we just fucking fade away on
yes.
Sunday.
Yes, that sounds like a plan, to be honest.
Oh my
that sounds
God.
Almost too good to be
what
true.
What about FA Cup final against City? Which could happen.
Oh, we don't.
On the following Wednesday after the European. Right, well, now we've got a fucking party, haven't we? And we're talking like 6 day session.
What do you think?
Odeon starts letting people in for free.
Oh, well, no, whoa. Not Odeon, son.
Yeah,
Team View over here. Team View, Team Odeon. Some people. They are shut. Everywhere shut. Doesn't stop you being brought in for cleaning shifts on Saturday.
What are you cleaning up?
Deep clean the fucking place. Because they have to stick us in. They're not going to, you know, hire a professional cleaning company. I'm probably going to. No, they told us we don't have to wear our uniforms. So I presume there's probably some sort of hazmat suits. You'd imagine. Don't sack me, View. Please, I need the money.
activities.
Oh,
I will. I'll try.
If
please
there's hazmat suits, please get us one.
It would fit
activities.
In well with the aura of this office. I'm pretty sure a hazmat suit would be used more than once on a video. There's definite reusable value in this.
Yeah, you could meet that girl tonight.
No, not her.
No.
Eyebrows are raised.
No.
Anyway. People ask when your rum's coming out. Probably try coincide it with when everything gets the thumbs up.
I don't
up.
Think they're going to be making shit at the minute, are they?
No, probably not. I mean, it's worth emailing them and asking them. I still haven't got a name. Come up with a name.
What, for the rum? You haven't come up with them?
No.
I thought it was rum... Well, no.
Rum some.
McCullough suggested rum chums. I don't think that really...
No.
Maybe not. Spiced housing?
Different meaning in Piccadilly.
Yeah, is that true?
Mute this person.
Yeah, House and Spice.
He's just trying. He's just being up. Right, what else can we talk about United-wise?
Positive now. As well. Something positive, because we're all a bit depressed, aren't we?
Yeah.
Odion Ighalo, he might be staying, I've heard.
I like that.
From one or two people.
I like it a lot.
Yeah. I mean, he's had more of an impact than Alexis Sanchez on, what, a quarter of the wage.
I think I've had more impact.
Yeah. If the season goes on for a bit longer, might Sanchez come back for the final couple of games?
See, this is it. This is why I think that June 30th cut-off exists.
Yeah, but then Ighalo's got to leave. If Sanchez comes in,
that's the rule. One in, one out. Like 42s on a fucking Thursday.
Yeah, yeah. Rumchester, that's a good one.
Rumchester, oh.
That's definitely been used before. Yeah, Rumchester, yeah. That sounds so obvious that must have been used for a rum before. Rumchester.
We can only Google it.
We can only Google it.
I wanted Howson's Special Brew, because you can't just have Howson's Brew, because that's a tea.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
what?
There you go.
Rumchester.
There we go. We've hit it. Rumchester. What do you think?
Rumchester.
No, possibly.
It's not bad. It's not bad, but it's not great.
Why don't you go House and Special Brew then? What's stopping you there?
Because it sounds like what?
Checking Instagram.
People drinking nice. Parks.
What was happening?
No, Special Brew is like you have a cup of tea. You're feeling a bit. It's a Friday night. You don't want to go. Just a little bit in the tea just before you go to bed.
You're putting rum in your tea.
No, some people do. Like a specialty, a bit of whiskey and rum in your tea. Yeah.
Whiskey and rum in your tea.
No, whiskey or
you're
rum.
You're having both maybe whiskey and rum in your tea.
Maybe if you're having fun, you have whiskey.
And you're putting milk in it as well.
A dash of milk.
I've never had an Irish coffee before. Don't like it, but I'm still like, yeah, I'll
try. Irish coffee's all right. But I'm stunned.
Well, what is an Irish coffee? Because that sounds so bad. I've never had an Irish
coffee. Coffee with whiskey and
cream. Well, to be fair, most Englishmen don't know what an Irish coffee is.
Yeah, because like I hate coffee as well, which doesn't help. Which doesn't help.
Of that? Is it an Irish tea?
I don't think so.
You can put a bit. I've heard definitely people put a bit of whiskey
in it.
Because
like Long Island seems like the place to go for a brew.
Yeah.
Nice tea.
Five shots in that.
They do
stuff for a long
time. Long is. So if your missus ever takes you out to a cocktail place and you're like, fuck's sake, I'm paying £7 for it, I got a lot of fucking pineapple in a mug. Like,
yeah, £7's cheap nowadays. I know.
It is. I'm old.
See,
right, so,
Joe, isn't it cheap nowadays? Yeah. He's nodding.
Yeah. It's a tenner, isn't it? It's a tenner everywhere.
You're getting the dry ice.
Yeah. You're getting the theatre, aren't they? Like, fuck with a sparkler, mate. I'm not arsed. Just give it a fucking drink.
Shut up.
But.
I had a
Mai
Tai when I was over there.
What? Shut it.
Sailor Housen.
I had a Mai Tai when I was over there. Now that.
What's in a Mai Tai?
A lot of alcohol. It was a lot.
Mai Tai,
yeah.
Why are you laughing when you say
I don't know.
What was that one I had in Cane and Grain? Because I went the other day.
You mean the petrol-infused thing that you had in Cane and Grain?
Yes, yeah. Right. I went the other day into the same bar, the upstairs bar. Because what's that? It's called Science and Industry upstairs, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know. But
where they do
you've
the
got to remember
very
that
nice
night. You just went to the lad and
very
went,
nice ribs.
I like rum, and you were steaming, and you kept asking for ribs. I think he wanted to just kill you. So I just think he went...
Six of them. Because it was like a fuck off big chunk of ice, and then it looked like a glass of Coke, but it was just rum.
And I'm ribbing it.
No, I was asking for ribs. Oh, wow. I was asking for ribs. That much that guy got bored of me asking for ribs and tried to kill me with rum, I think.
Really?
He definitely tried.
But he didn't he underestimated how fat I am, and being fat is like a superpower, and he just didn't touch the sides until I went outside. And then I know I was taking like 4 steps forward, 3 to the right, 1 backwards before I was getting in. It was a long walk to the station.
Did you ever have a head fucker during your exploits in Greece as a younger man? Did you ever have one of them?
Sounds about right.
They're about like something like 15 shots, and you get a free shot when it's had insult injury. But it's
why
fucking.
Did you get a free shot? Why?
I don't
why?
Know.
Did you,
I mean,
do you know what? When you go to all these lads, all these 1830s, Malia and stuff like that. Why did he give it you in a plastic? Why is all the shots that they give you in a plastic bottle?
In case you absolutely smash it or you drop it, because you think about that, people
no,
are going barefoot as well, you know, smashing about places, and because you're allowed to like
health drink, and safety,
you're allowed to do anything in those nightclubs, drink, smoke, anything.
They grab the stuff off the back for you and pour that straight in your mouth sometimes.
Yeah,
it's just like
they won't be doing that anymore with this virus knocking around.
No,
eh?
No. Yeah. 2 meter
distance. I tell you what. Lads' holidays, they took a kick in this year.
Big kick in.
I still think you'd have the... Well, you see that clip of all those teenagers in the States down in Miami on spring break? Yeah. That everyone's kicking up a bit. There's definitely going to be some numpties who are going to...
Phone parties.
Pentagon's already full of the old ones.
Oh, God, that was awful.
They've closed bars in Florida now. Yeah. They've literally just said, you can't come in.
Phone parties are done. Even in Miami.
Phone parties are done. They're amazing about how shit they are.
Yeah.
Which makes them amazing again.
Yeah, true.
It's like a roller coaster.
But they're done.
I never quite scraped the bottom of the barrel for foam parties. Did boat party, which is like a paint party, but never quite foam party.
What? Hold on. You went way too early. You did a boat party, which is like a paint party, but you've never done a foam party.
I did a boat party, which was a paint party, but never a
foam
party.
So you had a paint party on a boat?
I did a paint party on a boat.
Right.
But not a foam party. I went that the backwards way, completely.
What the fuck's he on about?
What's a paint party?
Where you throw like, you know, like what do they call it in India?
Here we go.
Oh, the
this will be fun.
No, it's a holly festival. There you go. It's like that, but just with a load of pissed up teenagers throwing paint at each other, dry paint essentially.
What's the tomato one in? Is it Pamplona?
That's the tomato thing. Yeah,
that's the isn't that the balls of Pamplona?
Similar gaff, I think. There's a tomato festival where basically you just get like they drop off like
La Tomatina. Stop shouting out, mate.
Yeah, fuck off, Joe.
Our podcast.
Where they all throw tomatoes at each other. That looks like a good pickup.
That is the same place with the bull running.
I think it's the same. Pamplona was there, yeah.
When,
I want to go now. All my mates are pussies and they didn't want to come.
When we're building the Lego off Wish, when are we doing that?
Well, we have to get turbo drunk, don't we?
I'll build Lego.
Yeah,
it's 3,800 pieces.
And it's when I mean the pieces are like,
yeah. Yeah, well, we didn't buy Lego. We bought Wego.
What's the thing you're trying to build?
Old Trafford.
Oh,
it could take us days.
Nice.
And it's definitely.
Fuck off, Joe.
So when you can start talking now, Joe, can I say it's nice this, right?
Don't careful.
What?
What I've done already.
Has he had a smash already, him, or what?
No, mate, I've not drank since. I'm not drinking for Lent. It's nice.
That's a very good Catholic thing to do.
But it's all right.
He's slagging.
I wouldn't have paid a tenner for it.
Joe McGrath slagging Joe Smith.
He's paid a tenner.
Extortionally expensive. Is a Peruvian.
It's not on that. Expensive. Ten quid for 500 grams is actually about as good as you're gonna get anywhere.
What's wrong with instant? Oh, what's wrong with instant?
These podcasts are about
10 quid for 500 grams. Trying hard to.
I don't know about that.
On that note, when will football return? You think?
I don't know because we are nowhere near. Okay. Like they're talking about, like. 80% of the country is going to get infected and 250,000 are going to die. Well, there's like, what, 1,000 died, something like that? It's not even, is it? It's 100 in
it. It's a lot of time.
There's a couple of thousand infected and 100 died. Well, that's a lot of people to get infected and a lot of people to pass away. Like, if that's what they're honestly projecting, and that's not just like worst case, shit have run up projections, that's a long fucking way off. We are nowhere near that. We've got to hit exponential growth is what we've got to hit. I honestly don't want to hit that, but like if that's what they're talking about, we're miles away from that.
Yeah.
We're only at the getting your nuts tickled phase of fucking this thing.
I won't mind getting my nuts tickled.
Get missed.
I think you speak for everyone here. I was going to say as well, then you see that on Sky Sports with that, I think you were talking about earlier, the Damashev thing, literally about voiding the season for Liverpool. And like they start attacking him and stuff. Well, not attacking him, but they kept cutting
physical.
Him off. That would be entertaining. Now that would be Sky I would watch, but no, they just kept cutting them off and just being. You see that carry on?
Just take a game of everyone to make it level.
What does that mean?
No,
take a game. But that was the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Taking a game off everyone. What game? Like,
yeah, which game? Because I've played all one half of the season and half of the other half, and there's, you know, my style might clash with all of these teams. Excellent. I might win them all. I don't know. Liverpool have lost 4 in the last 6.
Here's a question as well. Do you think they can finish the Premier League and not finish the European competitions and that be fair? Because for me, like United have had Europa League. They've kind of put eggs in their bit of their basket.
Correct.
Saying they want to do that. That's where they're going to get in the
Champions
League.
Sheffield United haven't been hindered by that.
Sheffield United haven't. Leicester haven't. United's done that. If you stop the Premier League and United finish 5th or 6th, which could happen.
It's just not right.
It's not fair. You finish that.
You've got to get it done.
You've
got to get it done.
Finish everything.
They've got to get it done.
Finish the Cups.
United potentially got.
I don't think they have to finish the FA Cup.
Of course they do.
80, why? Because it's
a
European
effective
competition for
someone. Yeah. It's only Premier League teams, like, I think, left in it, isn't it?
Give
Norwich.
Yeah, I suppose.
Norwich, that could be a big thing for Norwich.
Yeah just give it him.
Don't work like that.
This is what that whole
shiny-headed fellow was talking about. You can't just decide to arbitrarily award European qualification titles to people. They have to be achieved, and they have to be achieved over a 38-game season. Them's the rules. Liverpool could play 3 ineligible players in their last 3 games and have a points deduction. That's all possible within the FA rules. They could get a points deduction or something from any other sort of rule thingy. You can't just give them the title until they've won the title.
It's weird that the rule book was never written with this sort of case scenario in mind.
It's not completely impossible to happen. Like
they seem all baffled by it.
Well, to be fair,
they might have put some plans in place if something like this comes in and wipes the season off.
Because war previously stopped sport.
They look absolutely baffled by everything, and they should have this in place because there's so much riding on it. Yeah. And everyone should know, we should know now if the season's paused, we should know where we're going instead of all these questions and the big CEOs getting
loaded. Joe's causing the questions is that people don't know, they can't tell you when this is going to come back. Now, on one hand, I agree with trying to finish this one before even starting the next one, because if nothing comes in, how do you even begin to start next season? Like, if it was a world war, like...
That's
what
is that? Is that me?
That's harsh, that.
You think that's me?
Well, it's not me,
well,
is it?
There's no one on that side of me, is there? Let's be honest, so...
I've never been called that before.
Oh, my Mankin career came out here just as it kicked off, all kicked off work. Being off work and staying in as much as possible, defo helps watching your videos and streams.
That's quite nice.
We will be keeping going, even if there is any sort of lockdown enforced or otherwise.
In some way, shape, or form.
Howson's Barrel, I do like Howson's Barrel. Does, yeah, which is not a bad thing.
And maybe sounds like what?
My belly.
Oh, your belly.
Yeah, you didn't miss it.
The hour would be easy, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Anyway, the
him just in a barrel.
If we get you know, contained, forced or otherwise, we've already started like taking home a camera and stuff to try and make sure that we can make content. Joe's going to bring you the news. Alex's going to text something. We can all do Google Hangouts to do a podcast still.
Yeah. What will this lockdown entail, though? Maybe I'm a bit behind everyone and not clued in, but what will a lockdown actually entail? No going outside.
You can only go to the shops to get food.
Kind of like what?
Go for a run.
Italy, no chance, man. No chance.
I like running now.
Are you a runner?
I think I'm
going to start running.
I'm meant to running.
I'm going to start running.
Fucking, I'm meant to running. I do.
Are you out on the pavement? Or are you on a treadmill outdoors? Or no?
Yeah. What I do is bring me a treadmill outdoors.
And that's exactly what I was on about.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Bit of fresh air with it.
Yeah. Nice.
Fuck with
that. Joe, when he said I'm meant to running, I just got bad Bert Kreischer vibes.
Is Bert Kreischer bad at running, is he?
No, motherfucker's done marathons, and he's fat.
Yeah, how is that? Because doesn't he always do that slim, sober October with Joe? But he always seems to, every time I see him on telly, he seems to be like the same build.
Yeah.
Friends with him, like, come safe space, loads of nice chat, and just get ripped the shit out of me if we're running.
We're going to rip you because we like you.
I'm really good at running.
If we don't like you, I just don't talk to
you. I made something about Shepherd Paddock 100 meter run. Let's see if you can do it. Quickest.
I wonder who would be the quickest.
Probably could do anyone.
I reckon it would be.
Don't say it.
What was your question?
I've got a question for you.
Yeah, go on.
You've said on a stated podcast that Thursdays are as good as Sundays.
Oh, yeah. Thursdays are great.
Thursdays aren't as good as Sundays.
Today's Thursday. Let's all have a nice day.
Thursdays are better than Sundays.
What?
Yes, Thursdays here.
No.
Do you want to just chill out? This is our moment.
No.
Thursdays are better than Sundays. I've got a new podcast, by the way. Thanks for being around for the podcast. It's called The Premium Podcast, where we rank stuff.
Do you know, nine times you said you're just going to come in here and do it, and can we do it? And I'm like, yeah, and then you don't turn up.
Because I'm always ill.
Ill?
I'm not that ill. I'm just fucking
sick. Hence the cough earlier.
Oh, don't worry. It's more up here, mate. It didn't get premium. It got good.
It is considered a premium supermarket, though, I think.
By you?
That's just it is, though, isn't it, Morrison?
So what we do is you rank stuff. You've seen all the rank before. Yes, it's a really big idea that's already on YouTube, but we thought, fuck it, let's do a podcast.
I did see
days of the week. Day Thursday, where are you putting it? Premium, good, average, or most triad? Thank you.
Premium?
Premium?
The only premium days are Friday, Saturday.
Well, don't, have you listened to the podcast? It was the episode. That's what we put Friday, Saturday.
Well,
why have you listened?
I listened to the first bit.
Oh, where do you think Sunday goes?
Sunday below Thursday.
What?
I don't know.
Thursday's
pretty
bad.
Sunday goes below Thursday.
Thursday, and
I thought you wasn't on this.
Yeah, but think about like Super Sunday, like, and all those things that happen.
You're back
on
to work the next day.
Oh yeah, because they happen at the moment.
Yeah, but that's the thing is, what you're bringing there is you're bringing in Monday to influence your Sunday.
Well, it does.
Your mood on Sunday is influenced by what's happening on Monday.
Not only that is you are hungover from having a fucking belter of Sunday.
You can't take Monday in isolation from Sunday.
Rum Sunday that we didn't hear, we watched the Tranmere game, was a fucking great day. Monday after,
all right,
wasn't great.
No.
It's not saying any Sunday can't be good.
We all put Wednesday.
I think Wednesday's the worst day of the week.
Really? What? Why is Wednesday the worst day of the week?
Because I feel productive on a Monday. I come in full of beans. I get all my shit sorted. By Wednesday, it's all gone to pot.
Well, it's like...
We'll put it in the description.
Oh,
it's the best thing to do. Someone will do that.
Can we all agree Sunday is the worst day of the week, though?
Sunday.
No.
It's average.
You think it's average?
No, it's good, actually.
No.
Sunday. I think it's
good. You do actually get a day off, personally.
I was going to say something then, but I'll leave it for the group chat.
What?
I'll put it in the group chat.
He's putting it in the group chat.
Yeah, so it's called The Premium Podcast. It's on Apple and it's on Spotify. Listen to it if you've... Yeah, Tuesdays and shit. So do get it on all your podcasting devices. Thank you very much.
Sunday's a fucking belter of a
day. Well, yeah, I don't got a phone.
You're in the fucking group chat.
I've got a phone.
Yeah, but don't you read it out on us, so don't worry about it.
No, I'll leave it.
Oh, that's tight.
It's fair, though.
Who is that?
I'm all right, I'm all right.
It's fair.
Universally right.
Don't worry about it. Don't you worry about it. Don't you worry about it.
I know, and that's why.
I love you.
I like
because he does fuck all on a Tuesday.
Yeah, I bet he does. He does fuck all while I'm here. I bet he's turbo fuck all.
Professional
level of fuck
all. To be fair, do you know what? Today, he's been secretly productive.
I know. Yeah. Still, which is still annoying. He's still been objectively fucking obtrusive as well.
Yeah, yeah.
We did, coming out on Friday, we did cuisines, right? What's in the premium tier?
In terms of what? We're talking like...
No, you can't say Nando's.
It's only like...
Portuguese is... Premium.
Oh, it's only like French, Italian.
Yeah, French, Italian, Indian's premium.
Right, here's
the problem is though, you can have
chilies though. We didn't do chili. We did the 12. We did Indian, Chinese, Greek,
right,
Italian,
right, okay.
Spanish.
Right, okay.
See, I think
now,
Greek.
I like the Chinese, but listen. Shut up, you're on the podcast. I'm going to say something that's going to affect everyone here, right?
Listen to Steve.
When you say a nation's cuisine, are you taking their primo, or do we have to take it as a whole?
Take it as a whole. We've got to take it as a whole.
China's nowhere near the top now.
Well,
them motherfuckers eat dogs.
And let's get the bat thing.
And the bat
kind
thing,
of like,
yeah.
It's made things bad at the minute.
Gross. Now, no, I'm not taking it back, right? This morning, I'm going deeper, right? I'm going to double down.
Allegedly.
This morning, no, it's not allegedly.
Can we say that? No?
I saw a man.
Can we say allegedly?
Cooking a dog in a wok, and he was basting it, and the dog was yelping. For starters, why did the dog not jump out? Also, right.
Also, where are you seeing this stuff like this?
Where is this?
Where are you seeing stuff like this?
Someone said a comment I don't agree with.
Where are we putting Italian?
The video was horrific.
Where are we putting Italian?
Well, where is the worst of Italian? What's the worst of
Italian?
No,
Italian all around.
Italian food.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah, there's no bad food.
You can have really bad Italian, though.
Italian, yeah, but that's not American Italian. They've spun it.
Have you ever had cornbread? That's Italian.
Is that not American?
Have you ever had pizza? You fucking have a day dedicated.
That's American!
Is it four?
Really is.
Not good.
Really
pizza.
Not.
I think pizza, as he knows it, is American. You've got the Neapolitan food. Traditional pizza.
No, who likes pasta?
Huh?
Everyone. Premium.
Except the gluten intolerance.
Gluten intolerance.
Huh? Yeah, my gluten-free pasta is really taken off of these ones.
Yes, apparently it's got
ingredients down to a T.
No, they aren't.
I think, no, they are. Most pasta now is gluten-free.
Most? That's a
most. Most.
The gluten's my favourite.
That's a lie. He's like, Alex is
lying. Gluten is my favourite.
Alex is lying on the podcast. Okay, Indian, is that going premium?
I don't know, because you can have really bad Indian food.
Yeah, so let's just pick the best of you. You're the best Indian.
Are you on this podcast?
Yes.
Fucking sounds like it.
Fucking,
you're not on this podcast either, shut up.
Japanese?
No.
Never had it, really.
No, raw.
Yeah, like
raw food.
Yeah,
no, I actually actively do not like Wagamamas.
Mexican.
Can we finish on
that? Tell you what.
No, it's low. Mexican's low. You can cook a good Mexican at home, mate. Enchiladas!
Burritos are just...
Burritos are...
How about everyone not with a mic? Shut the fuck up. How's that for an idea?
Mexicans all of them.
Mexican's mint.
Mexican is good.
The fact that you can make it at home doesn't make it a negative for me.
No.
At all.
Yeah, but when you're
It's one of the easiest things to get a good at.
Anyway, listen to the podcast anyway, see where we put it. Where do you think we put British?
Well, the thing is, a Sunday roast, he's fucking belting.
Sunday roast.
Beans on toast. Is beans on toast British? I think it is, actually, because I saw a video of an American trying it.
I can't believe
they eat this.
I think it is considered a British.
A breakfast, fish and chips, that's what you kind of put in pies. A full English breakfast, is that British? Yeah.
He realised that halfway.
Yeah,
through.
He put his head in his hands and he went,
now he's laughing like he realised he's
stupid. The whole breakfast, like...
Not like fucking cereal, not bad.
German sausage, where are they from?
German food can't be high up on the list.
What?
No. Once
you get into the cabbage and the
sauerkraut, that's what I'm thinking. The meats, yes. The veggies, not. No.
The French you had the day.
Have you ever had a pretzel and a pint?
At the same time?
Yeah. Is it not like life-changing?
What do you mean? Why did it have to be at the same time?
Well, I've had a pretzel and I've had a beer. I didn't,
Have you ever combined the two?
I have combined
There's
the
your
two.
Name for your rum. It's done. It's over.
Renewing rum, fat boy rum.
Yes.
That's it.
It's finished.
It's a great,
Henry,
it's a
you've
great
done
name.
It.
Well done,
Henry, you've done it.
Henry, if they accept that name, You'll send you a bottle.
Oh, you definitely, there's some of the mad shit you see on beer labels. Like, you get away with quite a bit, I think, with branding beer, to be honest.
Greek food. Oh, Greek food's delicious. Greek's
up there. Yeah, Tom says, just heard there's a virus spreading. Heads up for everyone. Fuck it up.
Cheers, mate. Cheers, thanks for that.
Amidst all the coronavirus.
What should I have for dinner?
What job last night?
I like these wraps.
Are they Mexican?
Yeah, I like tikka wraps.
Tikka wraps.
Fusion.
I might have a bit of something. Do you want to go for something?
What are
you
Greek food, something for everyone. I do like...
He may be biased, though, because he is Greek, though.
Good. Yeah, so kebab. Good.
Gyro. Delicious. Nice.
I like a good halloumi.
Oh. That's Cypriot, actually, not Greek.
You could get him on for that. Steve, you could do a rum tier list. Straight into the podcast.
Jesus, that's going to be messy. Absolutely, but yeah. Which video do we do it on? Oh, I'm actually, Mine. I am going to be producing. Mine. Oh, right, yeah, cool. And it's also going to coincide with, I am going to be doing, so let me get this show out first. And I guess we're doing it at home, luckily, which is the Rumdown. Which is going to be my own sort of current events thing. Seems like there's fuck all sports to talk about.
And a lot of current events as well.
And there's a lot of current events. And the whole plan of it is, I'm going to get half cut and then roll.
Is what could possibly go wrong?
What?
You're allowed out of school?
Yep.
Or are you going to be a teacher? Housen, teacher Housen. That's great.
Not good.
Mr. Housen.
Mr. Housen.
Not fucking good. Mr. Housen.
What, yeah.
Because it's like,
film, some of that.
There is people with a long fuse, people with a short fuse, and then there's fucking angry veterans with no fuse who ain't gobby little kids.
Where do you fall under?
I'll give you four guesses. So, yeah, I might just get pissed and then just fucking, like, figure it out, stupid. I'm sure they're going to give me homework.
Yeah.
Someone's saying Peruvian food is mint. I know Joe likes his Peruvian coffee, but I don't know about that one.
But, yeah, I think I'll do... Let me get an episode of the Rumdown out. And then I'll come do a rum tier list.
Yes, please.
How many sort of topics have you got on your... Or how many sort of, like...
Tiers.
Things have you got in your
tiers? We've got quite a lot. Oh, we've only got four tiers.
What's your tiers?
Premium. Good, average, and must try harder, because we don't like to say shit, although it is shit, but you know, could affect brand deals in the future.
Can you give us a hint of where one of those rums maybe is going to be off the top of your head?
Very disappointingly, the Manchester Still, because the label's sensational. It's brilliant, isn't it? You've seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's the one that tastes like petrol and nearly killed as well.
Doesn't taste like petrol.
It is petrol.
I think it might be petrol.
Strong.
That's
strong,
definitely man. In the must try harder. What was it? Average. Good.
And premium. What's the premium one?
Salford.
Salford rum.
You are a fan of that rum. They actually tweeted you, didn't they?
They did.
The other day, yeah.
Really?
I'm also a big fan of Bumboo.
So am I.
Okay.
Can you have more than one thing in the premium tier?
Yeah, of course you can. Whatever you want.
I'd probably say something like Captain Morgan's in the good.
Yeah,
spiced or normal?
I've got a Kraken in a fucking over the top ceramic bottle.
Nice. Is it good? Average?
Kraken black. Yeah. Captain Morgan's do a black one as well, which is pretty good. That might go into the good, possibly even premium, because every time I've drank it, I've never just had a bit of it. I've had like half a bottle.
Yeah, because you've got more and more.
Mint. Surely Captain Morgan spiced is like premium just because it's like the staple.
Yeah, maybe it is premium. Maybe we denounce premium. It because we have too much of it.
Yeah.
Maybe that's just me.
Yeah. Maybe you need a break from it to realise just how good it is.
Yeah.
Do you know what, even I think Bacardi do one and a Havana do one, which is a spiced version of theirs.
It's a spiced Bacardi's up there.
Definitely. Lovely.
Do I have to consume these while I'm talking?
Yeah, we all do.
Sweet.
We can have a big old chit chat. What's it saying here?
Train day, I think.
It's a train day.
It's even hours. It's an interesting drive home day.
Be all right when the roads are quiet, though.
Fucking banging, I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah. What should I get for my dinner? What are you having?
Don't know. It's my mother's birthday, so I'll probably have.
Is she who?
My mother's birthday.
Happy birthday.
Where are you going?
We can't go out, can we?
Oh, yeah.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
So that's my next week as well.
We've got to cancel Blake's naming ceremony.
Oh.
Which is like a christening if you can't really be arsed with God and that.
I mean, she's had her name for a while now, hasn't it?
Like, over a year.
What would you do in the naming ceremony?
It's the exact same as a christening, apart from the fella with the water.
It's about a year later as well, isn't it?
It sounds like a PC christening to me.
Yeah.
Like,
PC.
Because you can't slap religion on things these days.
It's not that I don't want to slap religion on it, I'm just not religious. So it'd be hypocritical as fuck of me. So we didn't have a church wedding because we don't believe in it. So why would I have a christening? There's a conversation with my nana.
Okay. Is she a Bible basher like every other nanny around the world?
Yeah, Christmas and Easter.
Oh, fair. Mine's a full-time one, I can say
spiced
that.
Spiced rum for people that can't drink, apparently.
Is it, though?
That's a load of shit. Happy birthday, Alex.
Watch how fucking minging you get going shot for shot with me.
It's my birthday next week, so what am I going to do for it?
We'll do a Google Hangouts with it.
I'm just going to get
absolutely... Wankathon. Massive wankathon.
That's what Joe's going to do if he's like that live, I believe.
Oh, lovely. Yeah. I'm sure there'll be plenty tuning in for that.
Joe's going to have a... Wow.
Different thing.
Oh, right.
What you think it is.
Yeah.
What a day.
This is shit, innit, with no sport.
It is shit. We're talking about wankathon.
There's some Aussie rules happening this weekend, if you're interested in that.
Even the rugby league's gone.
NRL's still playing now in Australia. The Aussies have literally just gone, fag them, mate.
They've just had their bushfires. They're not arse with, like...
What was that line, Callum? What was the line in that?
He can't remember.
The 40 what? No, the line from what they said for the fixture list.
40 will go on.
It was like that, yeah. But let me 40
will go on.
Here's what they said, mate.
They do type
40 will find a way.
Yeah.
Footy will find a way.
They get big crowds at the footy as well, don't they?
Not anymore, they don't. It's behind closed
doors.
Oh, is it behind closed doors? That explains
it. What do you think about WrestleMania?
Oh, that's behind closed doors. But, now you're getting onto the serious stuff now, Joe.
And it's over two nights now.
Two nights, I've heard. That is seriously underwhelming.
Can you believe how wild
seriously
that's
going to
be?
What's that?
WrestleMania.
Turkish League's still on.
Apparently. Oh, he acts like he's not impressed by WrestleMania.
Don't like WrestleMania.
Who's your favourite wrestler, Steve?
It's fuck with.
Your favourite's Rey Mysterio, spoken like a child who hasn't watched wrestling since
2005. Great wrestler.
Daniel Cormier?
That's the literal
favourite wrestler. Let's have a look at that picture there. Nice.
Oh, that's nice.
Where are these for everyone?
What's that? These are fucking belting, aren't they?
Nice.
He's good at this, you know.
He is good
at this. You should do
this
as your job, man.
Shut up, Cam.
Pictures that producer Adam has taken on the podcast.
Shocking. Oh, how convenient. Not honest. Go watch the Paddock FC stuff on House's channel. It's very good.
Yeah, please go watch it, because it's not actually done all that many views.
I've had a watch, yeah. You're trying to inspire everyone, Alex's team talk. Guys, we're shit, but we'll do all right. Come on.
We were shit. We were a bit shit. Do you want a shirt?
Oh, are we going to give him a shirt?
Yeah, I'll get a shirt. Like a motherfucker. Do a wrestling podcast. I'm not too...
Watch the Turkish League and the promos off, highly recommended. Is it, though?
Turkish League's not bad.
Have you heard that John Obi Mikel's been kicking off?
What's he
Because he's still playing. He's like, I shouldn't be playing.
He probably shouldn't. I mean, he shouldn't be
right,
playing.
Got some
Hang on, we've got
merch.
Some merch.
He's getting more merch. He's going to plug the merch.
Plug the merch.
Thank you.
Nice. We've got these.
How many XLs have you got of these?
Mugs.
If you want to get into the comments and the description and check it out, we've got mugs, we've got shirts, this training kit, there's some t-shirts and stuff in there.
The detail on the sleeves is the massive thing. Look at the little bit of
snapback
on the sleeves, mate.
Look at that.
Look at it.
It's
man-child. Oh, nice.
Fucking good at that. For your head.
Buy that hat, kids, and you could look as cool as Stephen Howson.
Fucking Joe on the side.
Yeah, loads of people actually have bought it. Do you get the hat? With a finger.
His face on a mug, and he's there.
Nice.
Oh my god, it is him.
I'll tell you about who's having one of them mugs soon.
It's good, isn't it?
I've seen half of them. Have we got any XLs of these?
We got two triple XL, I think.
Double XL. Right, are we done?
I think we are done.
I think we are fucking done, aren't we? Keep tuning in, please, and help keep the channel alive.
Buy merch.
Buy merch.
Yeah, buy some merch. It's all on the bottom.
It'll get better before, you know, it gets worse. Or is it worse before it gets better? Either one of them.
Any final words from Cameron?
Cameron.
Sorry, I'm almost insulted, actually, to be honest. Almost insulted.
Is it weird that Cameron Diaz is called Cameron? You've not thought about that, have you?
It's Americans, though. They call
Cameron. Are you turning that bright? Because I can't see.
Gwyneth Paltrow named a kid Apple.
What's the weirdest celebrity kid name you've heard?
Kim Kardashian. Was it Northwest? Come on. That is fucking ridiculous.
What's their other kid called?
Huh?
Didn't Michael Jackson have two called Prince?
I think so.
Michael and Prince Michael II.
Tyson Fury's got two called Prince because he's the king.
Venezuela as well.
Oh, do you know, fucking hell, they call boxer, mad bastard.
Mike Tyson?
No. Billy Joe Saunders?
Is not Evander Holyfield, another one. Is it Joe Frazier?
Joe Frazier.
Fucking hell.
All his kids are called like Joe, isn't it?
Yeah, is it Joe Frazier? Has got 10 kids called Joe Frazier.
Jesus.
Some fucking bananas.
Do they call him the first, the second, the third,
the
fourth?
Yeah, that's what they call him, yeah. It might not be Joe Frazier, but it's like some fucking famous boxer has got 10 kids and they're all called the same fucking thing. That's crazy.
Who's been watching this?
What are you doing? Why is he standing there?
I don't know. Just thinking about which cuisine to have for dinner.
Really, really bored.
Right. Listen, thank you guys for tuning in. Honestly, it really does mean a lot, especially when we've got fuck all to talk about. Do appreciate it. Make sure to subscribe and tune in every day. We'll get through this together and we'll see you on the other side.
See ya.
Bye.